Began our discussion this week of Bedikas Chametz, according to Rashi, according to Tosus. We had the insights of the Ran, of the Pnei Yoshua. Today we want to get on to the tour, the Chok Yaakov, talk about the Taz. Let's just quickly review what we said based on the Ran and the Pnei Yoshua. Tosus asks on Rashi, since we need Bittul, therefore, it's impossible to assume that the purpose of Bedikah Shelo Yavar Olav V'Bal Yirah Bayimotze. He's already covered his bases, protecting himself from Bal Yirah Bayimotze as a result of his Bittul. And the Ran answered that we're talking about a Doraisa level here. The Takana of the absolute requirement of Bittul was much later on. And within the Doraisa framework, the Torah allows you to fulfill the mitzvah Tashbisu and avoid Bal Yirah Bayimotze through Bedikah / Biur. The Pnei Yoshua is interested in answering Tosus Kashan Rashi from the Gemara of Kikar B'Shmei Korah, and he establishes, as we discussed at great length, a difference between Chometz She'eni Yodua and Chometz Yodua. The requirement of Bedikah that Rashi is explaining in the Mishnah is a classic Bedikah of Chometz She'eni Yodua lo. And since he may have Chometz, he has to worry about Bal Yirah Bayimotze. The Gemara of Shmei Korah, on the other hand, is talking about Chometz Yodua. He's looking at the Chometz. And over again, Rashi says that when you're looking at the Chometz, we're not dealing with a bedika of Bal Yirah Bayimotze. We're talking about a bedika of Shema Yavo Liachlo. Now you may ask, well, why does, if Rashi accepts Shema Yavo Liachlo in Chometz Yodua, why not extend that even to Chometz She'eni Yodua and say Shema Yavo Liachlo? The answer is that there's a fundamental difference between Yodua Lo and Eini Yodua Lo. In Eini Yodua Lo, we're not going to worry about Achila, which is such a far-fetched chashash. You have to assume that there is Chometz if there is. He'll find the Chometz, he'll eat the Chometz. That string of assumptions Rashi's not willing to buy into. The only recognition of Shema Yavo Liachlo, according to Rashi, is when it's Chometz Yodua Lo. And therefore there's only one chashash, one step to jump, and that is just to go ahead and eat it. But in Chometz She'eni Yodua Lo, there's no chashash of Shema Yavo Liachlo, but the problem is Bal Yirah Bayimotze. Now, the last thing we discussed is that since on a Doraisa level you have two options, Bedika or Bittul, and it's only Midrabbanan that we require both, why is it that in the Mishnayos in Masechta Pesachim, Bittul is not mentioned except for one little footnote in a Mishnah later on, a Mimtes, about a whole Lishkodes Pisco, and he has no possibility of being Mavar the Chometz, then he does Bittul. Now, if you go with the Ran, that as far as the Takonis HaMishnayis is concerned, there was no requirement of Bittul, and that's a later Takona, therefore the Mishnah wanted to discuss Bedika, because from the perspective of the Mishnah, there is a requirement of Bedika, and the Mevatel needs to do Bedika. In other words, whether or not he did Bittul or he didn't do Bittul, he's nevertheless absolutely chayev in Bedika. And the reason for that is, as the Ran explains, because we're not going to rely on Bittul in the case that he did Bittul. He's not required to do Bittul because ain daiteim shavos, and he might not be absolutely sincere and effectuate a genuine Bittul. In that case, Rashi is justified as saying that the Bedika is a requirement because of Shema Yavo Liachlo. But again, if Rashi is modeh that even someone who's mevatel, he has to do Bedika, and because we're afraid that he wasn't mevatel b'leif sholem, so then in the case of Kikar B'Shmei Korah, we should say that maybe we should not rely on the Bittul, maybe it wasn't b'leif sholem, and he's going to violate Bal Yirah Bayimotze. Why does the Gemara introduce Shema Yavo Liachlo? And the answer is, since that case is Chometz Yodua, we're not choshesh that he's not going to be mevatel b'leif sholem, because since he's not he doesn't have any intention to climb the ladder and retrieve that korah, chaticha that's on the korah, then, whereas in general we're afraid that a person might not be mevatel b'lev yofa, but here, that the chametz is roy lechol, and we have a serious chashash of achila, therefore we can assume that he does a bitul b'lev sholem. It's the very fact that we're only worried about Shaviyom Liochlo in this case is because he's already covered his bases, he's already protected himself from Bali Rabbi Motze through bitul. And the normal general rule that we don't rely on bitul won't apply over here in the case of Chavetz Yadu'alo. Now, the last thing we mentioned very quickly was the Bar Tanura. He gave another interpretation of Rashi, and he says that to answer Tosis' objection, that the Mishnah should be talking after Bittul because he required to do Bittul, and therefore there's no Chashash of Bal Yerobai Matzeh, Rashi doesn't make any sense, says the Bar Tanura, that the chashash is that maybe he'll find a gluski of feifa and v'molech mi bitulo. He's going to rescind his bitul, and then he's going to violate Bal Yerobai Matzeh. And that's what Rashi means, why we need bedika. So in other words, it's a little bit of a variation on what we said before, that he might not have bitul b'lev sholem, and therefore his bittul is not valid. We might say the following, that if he would not do bedika, then there's a more of a percentage of a chance that he might find a gluski feifa, and in such a case, he'll be nimlach on his bittul. So therefore Rashi says we cannot rely on bittul without bedika, because in a case where he confronts the beautiful piece of pastry, he might just rescind his bittul, and then he's left with Bal Yerobai Matzeh. So Tosas is not operating with that premise. Tosas thinks that if he did bittul, he certainly has protected himself from Bal Yerobai Matzeh, and therefore the purpose of bittul is Shem Yom Liachla. Tosas is not raising or allowing this thought to cross his mind that maybe we should worry about the fact that if he doesn't do bedika and he only does bittul, that his bittul will be rescinded and he'll do a masiris modah and cancel his bittul because he sees this beautiful piece of pastry. That's not something that Tosus even considered, and therefore Tosus is absolutely convinced that if he did bittul, and there's every reason to assume he did, because that's what he's chayv to do, that he's covered his basis and there's no Bal Yerobai Matzeh, hence bedika can only be justified by Shema Yavo Liyachal. Now there seem to be other Rishonim, who accept this approach of the Bar Tanura, and if we do accept this approach, we can go back to Kikar B'Shmei Korah, and perhaps we could suggest that since he knows about the kikar and he's mevatel it, therefore there's no chashash that it'll be chozer bo. Meaning, when he doesn't know about this beautiful piece of pastry and he made bittul, maybe when he confronts and he finds this piece of beautiful pastry, he will rescind his bittul. But in the case where he's looking at the chametz b'shvei korah and he's reciting bittul, there's no chash that he's going to be chozerbo and yimolech mibitulo. And therefore, the only chashash is maybe he'll come to eat it if it falls down from the korah. Now, the Pnei Yeshua plays a more aggressive role, a more offensive role against Tosfos. Until now, he's been playing the defensive role to defend Rashi, and he asks the following kasha on Tosfos. According to Tosfos, if the thrust of bedika is because of Shem Yom Liachlo, why do we make a bracha? In general, we never make a bracha on what we call siluk isur. The Gemara establishes here on Daf Zayin in Pesachim that Abodik Tzorchi Yivarech. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, according to Tosis, if the Chiv Bdika is because of a Takola of a Shem Yovel Yochlo, why do you make a bracha on such a thing? We never found anywhere that we make a bracha on Siluk Chashoshos or Siluk Takolos. For example, if you look in your Adeya Siman Nun Zayin, in the case of Ophos Drusim, is Asurim B'Shehir B'Beso V'Zmat L'Zman Meruba Shem Yishkach Shedrusim Heim V'Yochlem, but rather Chayv La'Misan, and there's no bracha on being Mesalik the Ophos from his house and removing this Takola of Shem Yishkach V'Yochlem. Or for example, take the case of B'Dikas Toloyim, the purpose of which is to remove a chashash of Isur Toloyim. We don't make a bracha on such a B'Dika. Now, it's not 100% clear to me why he doesn't raise this question, this objection to Rashi. You know, what's the Bishleim of Rashi? Maybe he means that Rashi holds that Bedika is the beginning of Tashbisu. And we said that according to the Ran's interpretation of Rashi, Tashbisu is Be'echad Mishnei Ofanim, and Tashbisu could be fulfilled through Bedika. So insofar as Bedika is the beginning of Tashbisu, Rashi is justified in being mevarich on the bedik, but according to Tosis, it's just a chashash takola. What upgrades it to the status of a mitzvah saseh, a kiyum that would generate a bracha? So we're going to have to say that even Tosis agrees that midrabbanan they enacted an independent mitzvah of bedik, independent of the chashash of Shem Yom Liyachol. So Shem Yom Liyachol becomes the yisod, the backdrop, and the motivation to the takona, but the takona itself is a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and therefore we make a bracha. And it's not like the case of siluk ofos or bedikas toloyim. Now, if you look at Daf Dalid, the Gemara applies the din of zrizim akdin lemitzvahs to bedikas chametz. If bedikas is only siluk chashash, then we're not sure whether zrizim akdin lesiluk chashash would apply. Or, for example, Gemara Daf Ches applies the principle of shluchei mitzvah and nizakin to bedikas chametz. Obviously, it's a shluch mitzvah. So it seems that in bedikas chametz, we apply the principle of zrizim akdim lemitzvahs. We apply the principle of shluchei mitzvah and nizakin, mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho, because there is a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and that's the gevaldige chiddush of das zayin of habodik tzorach shivorech. Now, what we want to discuss here is the bedikah li'achar Pesach. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas brings a Gemara later on in Daf Yud, according to the Chachamim, if he didn't check his house for Chametz on Leil Yudalid, he should be Bodek on Yom Yudalid. If he wasn't Bodek on Yom Yudalid, he should be Bodek Chametz during the Moed. If he wasn't Bodek during the Moed, he should be Bodek Liachar Moed. Rashi says Liachar Moed Mishosh Shishis Ad Halayla. The Amoed de Mairi Hainu Shah Shishis. Now, the Chachomim don't have in mind here that he has to be Bodek on Pesach and after Pesach, according to Rashi. It's only Liachar Amoed means Liachar Shah Shishis or Misha Shishis. Tosfos, on the other hand, takes the Mishnah Kipshuto. And according to the Chachamim, if he doesn't check the house before Pesach, he checks it on Pesach or after Pesach. And again, this is Tosu Shitosu, who holds the Bedika Shem Yovel Yochlo, and the Shem Yovel Yochlo of Pesach of Chametz applies even to Chametz She'ovel of Pesach after Pesach. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that we're dealing with Bal Yeroh by Motzeh, and that's why Bedika was instituted. That only applies during Pesach, but after Pesach there's no Bal Yeroh by Yimotzeh. The Rama Paskins, like the Mishnah Kipshuta Ketosvis, and he adds that on this Bedikah after Pesach we don't make a bracha. So let's ask the following question: why is it that before Pesach and during Pesach we make a bracha, but after Pesach we don't make a bracha? So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, who explains that according to Tosfos, even though the original reason for the Takona was Shem Yovel Yochel, but the Gedera Takona is that he should Bitlo Bitlu Espedika Espedikosum in Rabbon. What does that mean? So before we get to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, let's just mention the Magid Mishnah, who says that Eino Chayv Levayer Shar Chomit Shabbeisel Chomit Zesha Overlov Pesach Bilvad. He says that the reason why we cannot make the bracha Shachitzonim Tzolson Tzivon Al Bir Chomit after Pesach is because we're going to pick and choose our chomets. We're not going to destroy all the chomets. We're only going to destroy the chomets that's in his house that was overall of a Pesach. And therefore, how can he say Albir chomets when he's not being mevar all his chomets? The Kesemish is not happy with that. Why don't you just make a bracha v'tzivon shekicharim v'tzivonim v'tzivonu Albir chomets zeh, meaning just add the word zeh to indicate that there is chomets that I'm about to destroy, which I'm obligated to destroy. But let's go to the Rav Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Lamed Hey, and he says that even according to Tosas, the Chiyuv B'dikas Chomets, that Shema Yovel Liochel, nevertheless the Geder HaTakana is that even though he was Mevatel his Chomets, we're going to consider it as if he wasn't Mevatel his Chomets. In other words, even according to Tosas, the B'dika is to avoid Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei, but that's only the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are not relying on Bittul. Now, this is not exactly like Rashi. It comes very close to Rashi. Rashi is assuming that we have to be choshesh shema yeshkan b'sofa shel dor bal yirah d'oraisa. Rashi is worried about bal yirah d'oraisa, whereas Tosus is saying that mirabbanon we're going to make it as if he wasn't mevatel, but it's not a bal yirah d'oraisa. In any event, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, we can justify the bracha on bedikas chametz on erev Pesach because if midrabbanan is an iser bal yirah bal yimotzei because asu lebitula kimishlo bitlo, then at the end of the day there's a chiv bedika midrabbanan because of the iser bal yirah bal yimotzei. And if you apply that logic to the Rambam, it works pretty well that only during Pesach you can apply that logic of a chiv bedika because of bal yirah bal yimotzei, but after Pesach there's no Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei Midrabbanan, and therefore if there's no Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the whole B'dika is just a chash that Shem Yom Lech B'dika's Toloy. Now we have a tshuva that Noda B'Yehud in Arachayim Simon Samach Aleph, that if somebody finds chametz on Pesach he has to destroy it with a bracha. That's the Shoel, but the Noda B'Yehud responds that Tzorach Levorech when he finds chametz on Pesach there is a mitzvah tashbisu, and not like the Shoel in that tshuva who holds that tashbisu is only on Yudalit, but rather according to the Not Yudah there's tashbisu even during the Moed itself, and therefore if he finds chametz with Pesach he makes a bracha on the tashbisu, on the destruction of the chametz. V'im tomar v'amayri b'misha bitel she'etzlo abir hu rak mishum chashash takol v'yalmi yeshlom edu mikol makom yeshkan tashbisu midirei sofren. So even though we're talking about a case where he's mevatel his chametz, so therefore the whole beer is only because chashash takol, how can you make a bracha on that? The answer is because midirei sofren there is tashbisu even though there was bitl, as we said before, because of the logic of the Rav Shulchan Aruch that af shebitl schemtz asu kemishalo bitl. Now, what about Isuri Hano? We've said in Tosfos over and over again that only chametz requires biura, not Isuri Hano, other Isuri Hano. And Tosfos says the reason why they were machmir more in Pesach to require biur is either because of lobdili minei, or because of the Torah itself was more machmir in chametz. Now, is it really true that the premise of Tosfos seems to be clear that there's no chiv biur with regard to other isuri hanah other than chametz? Well, let's look at the last mishnah in Tamura that establishes that all isuri hanah are considered either nisrafim or nikbarim. For example, arla, klai akarim are considered nikbarim. And then Itziv is famous for saying that what Tosfos means, that in Shari Sri Hanah, you don't need Bedika, even though you do need Biur. And again, from this Mishnah in Tamura, either one form of Biur or the other is required in Isri Hanah, whether it's Nikbarim or Nisrafim. You got to get rid of it. Now, what about Tosfos? When Tosfos says that only in Chametz, he means only in Chametz do we require Bedika. There's no question that biur is a requirement in all Isuri Hanah, but what about Bedika? Now, Rebbe Elchanan in Kovet Shirim is wondering, Mi Yemar Lan She'en Chiyuv Bedika B'Alma? How do we know for sure that in Isuri Hanah, if he has Isuri Hanah in his house, that there's no Chiyuv Bedika? That's the premise here of the Netziv. And therefore, he assumes that what Tosfos has in mind is that in Shari Isuri Hanah, there's no Chiyuv Bedika Atzmi. In other words, it's not an absolute chiyuv that always applies. And Eino Chinami and Shari Sri Hanah, maybe under certain conditions you might need a bedika. In other words, there's no Isa Shehiyah with regard to Isuri Hanah. Whereas in the case of Isuri Hanah, you could be laid back about it, take your time and get rid of them whenever you want. And Chametz, even after you did the bittul, you're not midrabbanan. At least you're not allowed to be mashal the chametz. You have to get rid of it. It's urgent. Now, Tosfos seems to indicate that the reason why bedika as an absolute urgent chiyuv leading up to biur is a requirement specifically in chametz is because chametz has a tashbisu and a balyura doraisa, a chiyuv bedika unto itself with an isa shehiya, and therefore midrabbanan, even after bittul, they were misaken shem yovel yochel, following the pattern of the Torah. So it turns out that according to Tosfos, you could summarize and say there are two variations of a chiyuv bedika. There's a chiyuv bedika of tashbisu, which is a mitzvah unto itself. You make a bracha on that. Then there's another chiyuv after Pesach, and that is only b'torah siluk takola, and therefore there's no bracha. Now that might shed a light on the tour in Siman Tov Lamed Vav in the name of the Rav Yah, who's mechadish that if somebody lives in a goyisha house and he leaves the house within 30 days of the chag, let's say he's moving from one apartment to the other, then he's potter from bedika. But if he's Yotzev Shayara, and he's not, changing his apartments, he doesn't have another bias, then he has to be Bodek when he's Yotzev Shayara within 30 days of the Chag, even though the bias is owned by a Goy, but there's a Chiyuv Bedika on this bias because he lives in that bias. And the Torah asks a question on the Rav Yah, what's the reason for this bedika? It's very clear that the guy is the one who eats chametz there. Vadei shagoy yochal sham chametz. So now you're doing a bedika, and then the chametz is going to come in and out again. Shulchan Aruch actually in Siv Gimel actually quotes two deis on this, but it would seem clear from the Rav Yah that this bedika is what you'd call a chiyuv atzmi. Not because of all the other reasons of Shem Yovel Yochel, because again, there's chametz coming in and out. Now, the Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion that a bedika because of a chashash of Shem Yovel Yochel is not a chiyuv bedika b'torah siluk chashash b'lvad, but it becomes a mitzvah of bedika with a bracha. And if it would be hasara sachashash, and that's it, then it would be clear that if he's not violating any Isur, there's no purpose of that Bedikah. And in this case, it's the Chometz of the Goy, so you'd have to assume that he has a Chiyuv Bedikah that's Atzmi in and of itself. The Chok Yaakov asks the following question. The Ramah writes at the end of Tov Lamed Gimel, Chayv Adam Livdok Es HaKisim Mi Chometz. So the Chok Yaakov says, if someone's Yotze B'Shayora, let him just check his pockets. That's also included in the mitzvah B'dika. Says the Chok Yaakov, Iker Chiyuv B'dika is Chometz Al Abayis, V'Lal Akisim. And this is a problem, because if you take a look in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he thinks, based on the Chok Yaakov, that you wouldn't be mevarech a bracha on bedikas kisim, and for that matter, if you're checking your automobile. But you could say that what the Chok Yaakov has in mind is that the kisim, there is a chiyuv bedika, but it's like the chiyuv bedika after a Pesach. It's only asaras chashash and chashash iser chametz of shem yom liyachlo, etc., but not a chiyuv atzmi unto itself. And that's why he would not be able to make a bracha in the case of yotze b'shayora. Now, this is all true according to the Tosfos, that a chashash of shem yom liyachlo is enough to generate bedika, although the getter of the takana is that there's bayirah bayimotzei min rabbanon. But according to Rashi, we don't need this, because the chiyuv bedika is because of shel yavrol bayirah bayimotzei, which according to the Ran means that we have a real chashash d'oraisa because there's no bittul. Or according to the Bar Tanur and the Pnei Yoshua, we're talking about a bittul, but we're not going to rely on the bittul. Maybe he's chozer bo mi a bittul, and therefore there's bal yiro bay motzi do rice. According to Rashi, there is no such thing as an entity called bal yiro bay motzi dirabono. But here I want to mention to you the Taz in Siman Tov Lamed Hey. He writes that mishim avatel v'yachkach bodek lo yivarech. If he recites his bittul first and then he goes on ahead to his bedikah, he doesn't make a broch on that bedikah. So the Sharatzion in Sifkat Yud Aleph, he writes that everyone disagrees with this Taz. Now, according to Tosfos, there's no way you can understand the Taz, because according to Tosfos, the whole time for Bdikas Chametz is Shem Yavali Achlo. So the Bittul that took place beforehand is irrelevant. But according to Rashi, perhaps what the Taz is saying is that since the Takana Bdikas Shem Yavo Lavar al bayiro bayimotze, let's say on a derais level, it's according to the Ran, then the Taz makes sense, because the bracha on the mitzvah bedika is on the mitzvah bedika doraisa. For example, if you didn't make bittul, or if the bittul is unreliable, and yet he has to do bedika even if he wasn't mevatalit, and I'm sorry, even if he was mevatalis chametz. But that bedika doesn't generate a bracha, because the Taz understood that, okay, there's a chashash, maybe he wasn't mevatel yofa, he didn't do his bittul properly. And therefore, in this case, well, let's say we have reason to believe that he did do his bittul properly, then what you end up with is to be mesalik a chashash of Bal Yirah Bayimotzei. And that's a Silu Kshash. We don't make a bracha on a Silu Kshash. So again, if he hadn't made his bittul, then the Torah is requiring Bedika as part of Tashpisu. On that you make a bracha. But if he did already make his bittul, let's assume he did a serious bittul, and there's no Bal Yirah Bayimotzei Doraisa, but just the Rabbanah might be afraid that maybe his bittul was, in that case, it's all a matter of Silu Kshash. And therefore there's no bracha. Now the Ritva says, he writes that since midoraisa, either bedika or bittul is sufficient, is Mayas Harishon. What should he do first? Midoraisa. He should choose one first, and then the second one would be Derabbanan. So let's say that what Rashi says he needs Bedika because of Al-Yorob Bayamotzeh, even if we don't go with the Ran, but even if we assume without the Ran that there was a Takana to be Mevatel the Chometz, however, he's standing there doing his Bedika. He hasn't yet been Mevatel the Chometz, which he's obligated to do. On that, Rashi says he's being Bodek, Kadesh Lo Yavar, Bebal Yorob Bayamotzeh. And therefore, even the Taz would agree that you make a bracha. But according to this approach, even Rashi would agree there are two dinim of bedika. There's a bedika d'oraisa, which is a chiv unto itself. And then there's a chashash takola. But according to Rashi, if he makes the bedika before the bittel, then he's chayiv in bedika d'oraisa, and that's a mitzvah unto itself. If on the other hand he does bittel first, then his chiv bedika is only d'rabbanan, and it's only because of Siluk Chashash that maybe the bittul wasn't sufficient. Because Rashi's not operating with Shem Yovel Yochlo. And the Taz, therefore, makes sense. And we should probably encourage him to do Bedika before the bittul, because then he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Doraisa, and hence he makes a bracha. If he does the bittul first, we're really wondering whether he should make a bracha on the Bedika afterwards. Now, Rabbi Chanan on Daf Yud writes that Rashi might be motivated to Tosvis that there's a chiyuv of bedika after the moed, but he holds that that chiyuv is only a siluk chashash and we don't make a bracha on it. And he writes, "Ein royal shanoso b'mishnah. Why wasn't it included in the Mishnah? Shari lo kosva Mishnah din bedikas toloy." In other words, whenever the bedika is only for the purpose of Siluk Chashash, it's not codified in the Mishnah. And again, it all depends on the situation he's facing, the Mokum and his man, whether he needs a Bedika. The Marshal, on the other hand, writes that Rashi holds, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, based on Tosfos, that Rashi is Moda, that the reason for the Takana is Shemiyov Liachlo. That's how he answers the question for Kikar Shmei Korah. But what Rashi says, Lo Yavar Ol Bal Yerua Motzai, that's only been Rabbanon, means that the Rabbanon did not accept his Bittul, and they made it as if he didn't have Bittul, and therefore this Bal Yerua means Divrei Sofrim. And he says, therefore, Rashi, after the Moed, has no Chiv Bedika, because there's no Tashmisu Bal Yerua after the Moed, even bin Rabbanon. So it comes out, according to the Marshal, there are no two dinim of bedika, you know, one bedika before the moed, one bedika after the moed, but rather after the moed, he's potel gamri from bedika against the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who explains in the Rambam that there's another din, another category of bedika of siluk chashash. What's a little bit difficult in Rashi is that Rashi doesn't mention here any chiyuv bedika of shaviyov liachla. And if you go to Marshal, it seems that Rashi does accept such a bedika. Now, if you hold like the Marshal, that the reason for the takona is because he may not be serious about his bittul, or he may regret his bittul, then since this chashash that with mevatel his bittul, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav indicates that when he writes the Kevin the Gozu Chazal, Lo lismoch ala bittul me hatamim hano odim omru ki'il lo bittul v'yesh bal yiroa b'divrei sofrim. In other words, he means that what it says in Siman Toflam and Aleph, where the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that Chazal said not to rely on the bittul, either because it's not Belev Sholem or because of Shem Yovel Yochlo. So basically we have a number of different approaches in Rashi, who says Abdikas Chometz is Shelo Yavar Olav Bal Yerua B'Motzei. According to the Ran, we're talking about a Dorais of Shelo Yavar Olav Bal Yerua B'Motzei, because we're talking about a case where he wasn't Mevatel, because maybe at the time of the Mishnah there was no requirement of Bittul. According to Pei Yeshua, we're talking about Shema Yavar B'Bal Yerua B'Yerotzi Doraisa, even if it's after Bittul, because they were choshish that maybe he wasn't Mevatel Yofel, or maybe as the Bartanur said, he may choser both from his Bittul. According to Marshal, what Rashi has in mind is Shema Yavar Valiro Midivrei Sofrim. And the Marshal, again, as we said before, when Rashi says Shema Yavar Valiro, what's it mean to Mirabbanon? They were Mavatal as Bittel, and they made it as if he was a Mavatal, so there's Valiro Bayimotzi Mirabbanon. Not that the Bittel wasn't really valid, but they, so to speak, invalidated his Bittel. And therefore, according to the Marshal, there's no Bedikah after the Moed, because there's no Bal Yerobah Yimotzi, not even Mirabbanan after the Moed. Okay, we'll stop here. And whatever we accomplished, we accomplished. And we'll continue Ritz Hashem, B'Yom Rishon. Have a good Shabbos.